Okay, Kufchav Dalid, we're at Sif Tes. As I mentioned to you last week, the Simu Kufchav Dalid is really two parts. Aleph through Tes, which we'll finish today, are the halachis of which individuals create Yayin Nesach. And from Sif Yud and on, it gets to the more complex dinim of which action of a guy asses wine. Now, last week we learned the first eight sifim. Most of them do not come up, not a small child touching wine, a ger teishav, an eved, a b'nei eshvachis, except the last two sifim, zayin and ches, vav and zayin, rather, are quite important, because there we learn a chiddush l'kula. The chiddush is that goyim that are not oivdei avodah zarah, goyim that don't follow an Avodah Zarah, whether they're Yishmaelim, as the Taz says in Dalit, or whether they're atheists, as Shchiach here in New York. These Goyim don't answer wine with the same Chumrah as a guy who's Oved Avodah Zarah. So we learn two things. We learn, first of all, that these Goyim don't answer Bahanah. They only answer Bishtiyah. In general, that was the first eight Sifim cases that don't aser in Hanoah. The Goyim among us, the American Goyim at least, don't aser wine b'Hanoah because they are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And therefore, the whole idea of Isser Hanoah doesn't apply, only Isser Chasmus applies. So that's one kula, which is important. If you get wine as a gift, and it's wine that's Yayin Nesach, assuming it comes from a place where the Goyim are not religious Goyim, so that wine you're allowed to in turn give it to another guy as a gift. You don't have to throw it out. If it would be also about no, you have to throw it out. But assuming
the Goyim goes once a year,
it's hard for me to say exactly how often going would be. But if he's a social visit to the church, then it's not something that's religious. If he believes in Avodah Zarah, that's a different darga. The assumption is that the goyim in Western society, by and large, are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. It may not apply to every guy. Maybe. I would assume a priest isn't Hayfet Avodah Zarah. I would assume so. You never know. But I would assume so. I don't know. Anyway, that's one thing. They don't ask about Noah, but there's another point, which is going to become very important as we go through the Siman. In Sim Zion, we had a concept that we called Nochis Darga. Nochis Darga means that the Goyim that are not Oidei Avodah Zarah are one step more kuladik than the Goyim who are. Now, normally that means that a guy asers b'hanoah, if he's Oved Avodah Zarah, the Chayz Darga, our Goyim only aser b'shtiyah. However, there's a second kula, that if we are going to have situations, and we'll have many situations, where even a guy who's an Oved Avodah Zarah only asers b'shtiyah, I'm going to come to those cases later today, when a guy is an Oved Avodah Zarah ases b'shtiyah, for us it's mutter l'chatchila even to drink it for our goyim. So at least b'makom hefsid we're going to see that we're makel that our goyim are more kuladik, and in many cases they don't aser at all. In the sefer, this excellent sefer on these halachas, Yayin Malchus, it was a sefer I passed around last year that had those pictures in the back. He brings from the Chazaynish, what? From France, yeah, I think so. So he brings in the Chazaynish that if a guy pours wine out of a bottle, the wine which remains in the bottle is mutter b'makom hefsid. Even the guy poured. Now we're going to come in Yitzhak Hashem to the makar for that, but that's this idea. It says later, "Ein lefarsei madava," because people are going to do a lechatchila in Chof Dalin. But all right, so we're going to get to it. It's a good question. We'll get to it and we'll deal with it. I just want to show you how vite the idea of Nochis Darga goes. That it's not only a heter hanoah. There are cases where there are this heter shtiyah as well. So we're going to start with that in Yitzhak Hashem, because as I said, Sif Yud starts are these type of rules, and Yitzhak Shem will get to it. What?
A sealed bottle is not
shayla. Right, there's no question. A sealed bottle, even a closed bottle in front of the yid, is also no problem. If it's closed, ain't derech nisuch. It's not the derech to do to be benasach wine in a closed bottle.
Not according to
Rav Palm held that whatever a guy does an asa by handling, the shloss chumra doesn't apply by seeing. So if it's a closed bottle, since it doesn't asa by handling it, so it may let the shloss chumra doesn't apply. Now Rav Palm came from Lithuania. Whether the Hasidim, who are very makbid on the shlo, hold that way, I don't know. They sometimes, like they say that Leisignaiv should have been in Ritzavas Rebbe Yehuda HaChassid, that people would be more careful with it. So sometimes it is that way, the things that are in the, sometimes in the shlo, so people maybe are more machmir, I don't know. All right, let's go to Siftes. Siftes is the last of the first series. Talks about different human beings, different people, if they answer. Siftes talks about Anusim. Anusim are the Muranos. and I'll tell you an interesting thing. The status of the Muranos was a sort of a new Shaila. People who are outwardly, who were supposed to be a Harig Val Yaver, and instead of giving their lives, they were over and weren't killed, but secretly they kept the mitzvahs. So that was sort of a new shaila, and there's a Tshuvas HaRivash that we're going to learn, which is the basis of this sif, which deals with their status in the eyes of halacha. You would think that if you have Tshuvas from the Sfaradim and Tshuvas from the Ashkenazim, who would be more makel in the status of the Muranos? So you would think the Sfaradim were more meikel. We're going to see that it's the reverse. That the Sfaradim were, in a certain degree, more machmir than the Ashkenazim. Among the Sfaradim, there was a very strong resentment to the Muranos. In Spain, there were about 600,000 Jews. 300,000 chose to leave Spain rather than stay there. Of the 300,000 who remained, I don't know the statistics, how many were Muranos and how many just converted. But those who went through the tremendous pain of leaving and going from place to place had a resentment to those who stayed behind and lived, so to speak, the good life. And still, you want to give them a status of Jews because they only did it outwardly. And we're going to see the Beis Yosef is more machmir than the Ramah in the status of the people who remain.
Wasn't the Rambam a big supporter of them?
Well, the Rambam died well before the exile of Spain. The Rambam did write his Igeres Kiddush Hashem about people who were in similar situations. But
The
Abarbanel, that's how we know the statistics. The Abarbanel in his Hakdamah to Malachim Aleph has a piece about the exile and the way he ran. What?
The Mechaber was also one of them.
The Mechaber was a child when he left. It's interesting, a lot of them, most of them, when they went first to Portugal, but later, a few years later, there was a shidduch, the child of the king of Portugal and the child of the king of Spain were mishadduch. And part of the Tanoim was that the Portugal had to throw all the Jews out, just like Spain did. So actually, it was sort of a double clap. They went from Spain to Portugal, and I think it was 7 or 8 years later that they were exiled from Portugal. Many went, they split. Many went to Turkey, and others went to Egypt. Why they would bypass Israel to go to Egypt, I don't know, unless they went by boat. They sailed across the Mediterranean to Egypt. But they went to Egypt. The ones from Egypt, by and large, ended up coming back up to Eretz Yisrael. There was one who went elsewhere. Okay, there are many went to Ashkenazic communities. It's a fascinating thing. Rabbi Avadia Yosef has a shita that Minig Eretz Yisrael is Minig Sfarad. The Ashkenazim came later. The Sfaradim came. The original Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael were from the Grushe Sfarad in Sfas. And that was really the original strong Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael that had a Kiyam. Rav Yosef has a shita that Stam Minig Eretz Yisrael has to be Minig Sfarad, And he has such an idea. Those who disagree with him, mostly Ashkenazim, point to tshuvas that were written by Svardik Gedolim when, in the Girush of Spain, many of the Svaradim went to Ashkenazic countries and settled there, and they asked the Shaila whether they have to keep Minig HaMokim, which is Ashkenaz, whether now they come as a community that they can open up their own Sephardic, keep their own Sephardic minhagim. And the tshuvas were based on the Gemara in Yavamis, that shtei batei dinim bi'irachas, there's no lisis gai to do. If there are two shtei batei dinim bi'irachas, there's a, I think it's Agos Hashri in Yavamis, that says there's no lisis gai to do any time it's two established communities and they come together, that there's no... that there's no lysis guy to do. And therefore the psak was that even though it's an Ashkenazic country, but if Sephardim come and they already established as a community and they move there, that they could keep their Roman hagin. So that is sort of the comeback that Eretz Yisrael also, it could be it started off as Sephardim, but if Ashkenazim come as a community, that the Ashkenazim have the din of their own community and therefore can keep their Roman hagin. So that's an aside. Getting to the din of the anusim, of the Muranos. Anusim, afilu atayvim shebehem. Even the good ones. You see how the Beis Yosef is writing. Wow. Those are not all good ones. But anusim, afilu atayvim shebehem, einam yecholim lizoher mimaga oivik echavim. They outwardly are like goyim. It's impossible for them to be zoher that no goy touches their wine. The kivan shehem chashudin alav. They're not believed on their own wine, even with the Shvua. But they are believed about someone else's wine. Obviously, the someone else can't be an Anusim. But someone else, there could be believed that someone else's wine is good wine. It's not a machlaikis. The Mechaber also holds that a Murano, somebody who is a Yid, in Frumkeit, in belief, just outwardly, on the din of Yehorek Val Yavar, he couldn't be Aymed. He was over and not killed. So he does not have a din of Goy to Asa wine B'magon. And the only thing is, he's not Neman because he's Tzeyef Shali Zohar, for coming into contact with Goyim. Now this idea is based on a concept in the Rambam. The Rambam says that if somebody is supposed to be Yehorek Val Yavar, and he's Oiver and he's not Nerag, he's not Chayiv Misa. He was Oiver Avodah Zarah. So a guy came to him, pointed a gun to his head, and said, bow down to Avodah Zarah, and he bowed. So he was Oiver Avodah Zarah. So Teretz is, he was Oiver Avodah Zarah, but Aynis, that's not Oiver Avodah Zarah. There's no tain of oinus. It's Yehorek Val Yavar. So Rama says he was over on the Aveira of Chilul Hashem. He failed to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. He's not over on the Aveira of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah he did by oinus. He's over on the Aveira that he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim and give up his life. So Memela, he doesn't have a din of an Oivir Avodah Zarah. And that's what the Mechaber here is bringing. This is from a Tshuva Sarivash. That those who are anusim don't become their wine does they don't pass the wine of a the wine of a guy.
If they
don't pass the wine of a Jew,
if they touch it.
Right? They don't pass a good wine by simply touching
it.
Even if they keep on doing it, yeah. Okay.
So,
what? Yeah, I think we're talking over the passage of time.
The question is this, once you were a Murano and you somehow left, you retain the label of Murano and be held up to supply?
The custom by the Sfaradim was for Murano to come back, he has to go through Tvila and Kabbalah's mitzvahs. I don't know where in Shulchan Aruch it comes from exactly, but that was the din. It's for such a minig, it's got to be somebody who's shmad, so I guess they treat him like someone who's shmad. It's the end of Hilchus Geiris, I think, the last sifim Hilchus Geiris, it has such an idea. I don't know. if they maintain. But remember, we said last week a mummer for bris milah is not a mummer l'chal ha'tayra. So that wouldn't being a mummer for a bris milah wouldn't automatically do it. Now, so what about keeping the rest of the mitzvahs? Now we have to read. Let's read the rest of the Ramah, and we'll try to have some sort of a picture of the status. Zakta Ramah Vaita. V'daf goyisin shadar mei nevi kichav, and voyisin maveris mefer hesiyam, and nei oynis, rak betzina nisharim. We're talking here, the Ramah says, about those that are over averis betzina, mefer hesiyam, betzina nisharim, ve'evsha lehem levrayach al nafsham, and really they could run away. They'd be let out of the country. Rak shemam tinim mishum mamayin ukiyaitzabai. And they stay in the country because of their money. Because they have money, that's why. If somebody had no money, he'd leave Spain. It's sort of like Germany in the mid-30s. The poor Jews in Germany, they left. They had nothing to stay for. The rich Jews in Germany, so they had a reason to stay, and they ended up being caught up in the Holocaust. So he says, those who, what?
Was that historically true in Spain? Once they said they were converted, could they change their mind and leave?
No.
Once they converted, then that's what we read. The Ramah is talking, so maybe he's talking about the initial leaving. He's saying those who could leave, Raksham Amtina Mishamamin, he could mean in the initial period, the original Tisha B'Av of what? Or Levraya to escape. Okay. So if they could escape and they only stayed because of money, then they still don't ask a wine. They don't have a dinner of a mummer. Avalim oivrim gam betzina al aveiros. Afal bisha asu metchila ba'inis. Harihem kaivik echavim. This is a chiddush of the Rivash. So there are two poor points to the Ramah. I'd like to mention both of them to you. Okay, the first part of the Ramah. The Ramah says people who could run away and they stay, it turns out they're being oivrim avay desara because of money. And they're being threatened with death. Someone's pointing a gun at them and saying, bow down. But Lamaisa, it all comes down to money, because if they wanted, they could leave because of the money. They could leave, they're not leaving because of the money. So the Ramah says that's still okay. The Mechaber disagrees. I don't know why it's not brought together, but earlier, the Shach tells you to look at Kuf Yutes. There in Kuf Yutes, Sif Yud Beis, the Lang Kuf Yutes and Sif Yud Beis, the Mechaber talks there also about the Anusim, about the Muranos. Now listen to his language. It sounds like he's arguing with the Ramah. Ha'anusim shenisharu ba'artzaisam. The anusim who stayed in their countries. Im hei misnagim b'kashrus beinam lebein atzman. And they behave as from a yidden privately. Ve'ein biyadam lehimalait. L'makim shiyuchu la'avides Hashem. That's what the Mechaba says. And ein biyadam lehimalait. They're not able to run away. L'makim shiyuchu la'avides Hashem. Rely on the shchita, and they don't ask the wine. The mechaber shita is why I said that the mechaber is more machmir than the Ramah. Mechaber says for a merano to have a din of a yid, it has to be en yichayin l'imalait. The mechaber says it means that they're unable to run away. So such a person has a din of a yid. The Ramah says that efshalahem levrayach al nafsham, rakshem hamtina mishumamin. They're able to run away, but they're not running away for financial reasons, so they still have a din of a yid. So it appears that it's a machlekes to mechab in the Ramah about the status of such a person, whether he has a din of a yid or a guy. I don't know why the Ramah is not magia earlier in Simin Kuf Yutes, but it appears that it's a machlekes to the mechaber in the Ramah. So that's one Indian. In the pre-Tayar...
The first generation.
What?
The first generation. The second generation where they brought up as Catholics, wherever it might be, they're certainly considered going.
If they don't keep mitzvahs in private, then they're certainly considered going. Some. So that's the second half of this Ramah. The second half of the Ramah says, Im oivrim gam betzina al aveirais, af abishasu mitchila ba'aynis. Like there's no difference in the first or second generation. If they're doing some Averis Bitsina, it's not Masha, they do all the Averis. It's Masha, they do some Averis Bitsina. So they already have a din of Gayim.
The second generation
Tinik Shanishba Asa is wine. He might have a better excuse not to go to Gehenna. But as far as Asa in wine, there's no difference.
But it depends. If they were from Muranos, meaning they kept the rule of Murano outside, guy inside, 100% kosher. The second generation says, I was brought up as Muranos. I knew in the house, kosher, Shabbos, I was good. But I also knew I couldn't get out.
What does he do? What's his practice? See, his philosophy is not important to Hilchos Yayin Nesser. It's what he prays. Does he keep the mitzvahs b'tzinah or doesn't he? Yeah, okay. If he keeps the b'tzinah, you're right. He was not somebody maybe who's yachal of rayach, nachinami. Then you're right. The point here is the Imrei Baruch in the Nagois is matmiya. The Ramah says that im oivrim gam b'tzinah al averis. If even b'tzinah the oir averis, so then they're like goyim. So which averis is he talking about? If they're Mechal Shabbos, so they're Mechal Shabbos. So it's nothing to do with being an Anusim. Anybody who's Mechal Shabbos is a Mummer. If he's over on Treifus, so he's not a Mummer L'chal HaTorah. He keeps Shabbos, and he's over on Treifus. So he's not a Mummer L'chal HaTorah. So what is the Ramah saying here? If they're over Averis Betzina, then they lose it. Of course. I suppose Betzina means among Jews. Where there's no danger of the Inquisition. There's no danger of the...
Anyway,
this is what Ramos says, and in the Pre-Tayar, he explains the Ramos. The Pre-Tayar is a Sefer Yeredeya. It's a Sefer called Peres Genoisar. It has Pre-Tayar and Pre-Chadosh printed together. And who's the Pre-Tayar? Was that the Arachaim HaKadosh? The Pre-Tayar. Mistaken. Anyway, then the Pre-Tayar, he says the following. He says that a Murano, as soon as he starts Bitsina, starting to make compromises, it's all over. It's just a matter of time. He's living among Gaiim. Now he's a guy. If Bitsina, he's 100%. You know, it's like a Chaima. So then he has a chance to stay. But all the Muranos, they started by compromising on one thing, on another thing, and eventually the whole thing fell apart. So that's his explanation of this Ramah. The Ramah Taka means, not the Ramah, it's the Rivash. It's true, it's the Rivash on the topic. That the Rivash Taka means that as soon as they start to patch around and make compromises, even Mitzina, so that's the beginning of the end. There's no. Yeah, well, obviously every year it has.
Yeah. Right.
So that's his explanation here. So these are the two Chidushim of the Ramah. The second half of this Ramah, I suppose the Mechaber would agree. So the Mechaber is Sugat Seichin to Rivash Tshuva Dalid. And this Ramah is also Rivash Simen Dalid. So I have no reason to think that he'd be arguing, just that he didn't bring the whole. Yeah, the first part, though, is in a Mechaber. It seems to be Mechleikis to Ramah and the Mechaber. No, those are what Tavim Shebehem. They weren't trustworthy because it's Yevshali Zoyer, guys shouldn't touch their wine. But they're trustworthy as far as other people's wine or as far as Magon shouldn't ask. Okay, so this is the status of the Anusim. One of the interesting historical things is that if you go through the different periods in history, the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael, Jews coming back to Eretz Yisrael over the last 500 years, was driven, like we like to think, and we're taught, it's driven by idealism and a love for Eretz Yisrael. It was driven by the Goyim throwing Jews out of countries, by and large. The original Yishuv in Tzfas came from the Girish of Sfarad, and the most recent came from the Holocaust. And in between, I took out Encyclopedia Judaica, on the Aliyah, and the different Aliyahs, the first Aliyah, second Aliyah, at the end of the 19th centuries, when they go through the first Aliyah, second Aliyah, the first Aliyah they write was driven by the pogroms in Russia. The second Aliyah, each one, they write it just as a matter of historical fact, they're not making any points, that by and large, the return to Eretz Yisrael was driven, I'm not saying the people who came weren't idealistic, but if they weren't idealistic enough to just pick themselves up from comfortable homes and go. It was basically when there were problems.
It's pogroms in Israel.
It's pogroms, okay. And at the end, they went to Israel. They, you know, they didn't go to Amsterdam, but still, it was Kadosh Baruch who drove it. By the Gra, not Talmidei Agra. It's true. Talmidei Agra and some of the Talmidei Baal Shem came. Although what I've read is Talmidei Agra came in the dozens, not in the thousands, not even the hundreds. Yeah. Right. They came originally to Tzfas also. Until what really drove them to Yerushalayim were the earthquakes and the there were wars in Tzfas. Egypt and Turkey fought over Israel during that period, and terrible. I saw a letter just last week. I happened to be in Williamsburg. There's the beautiful Beis Medrash there. I pulled out a sefer. They had a letter. Someone who they have his ksavim on chumish in the back. They have his letters. A letter describing what went on in Tzfas during the same period as the earthquakes. But the earthquakes weren't the worst thing that happened to them. There were the wars between the Turks and Egypt over Israel at that time took itself out on the Jews were the ones who terrible description of the things that happened there. Okay, anyway, that's all an aside. So that's Siftes. What? The earthquakes were during the time of some Sefer, so it was in the 18th century. This is, what?
My relatives started out in Tzfas.
In the 1700s. So, okay. It's fine. If they went early, they were probably Hasidim. I hate to tell you. They're probably Hasidim. The original, those who settled in Tzfas, the Ashkenazi community in Tzfas was mostly Hasidim. That's why Talmidei Agra, it's one of the reasons they moved to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim became Minhag Agra, not Tzfas. Because, okay. There are people today who trace themselves to Muranos. I don't know, this fellow who comes here every once in a while, Shal Shudzim, makes a see him, Moshe Machuka. He was born in Dominican Republic. Today he works for the OU. He flies all over the world for the OU because he doesn't look Jewish. He's colored and doesn't have all the Jewish features. And I think at the moment he's in Indonesia, which is America. So he was Megayer, Masafik. He has a tradition that they come from Meranos. He was raised with a lot of Jewish traditions. When he became from, his family's not from. When he became from, he went through a Geirus. But he was Nursi Meach for a while. And he has a tradition that he comes from Meranos. I don't know if they made a bracha. I knew him after the games.
I mean, him per se. I mean,
if he's living Becheskas Goy, then he makes a bracha. So we had when this shul was built, we had a guy who cleaned up here. His name was Frank, a Spanish fellow. And one day he told the boys down here, you know, I'm Jewish. He said, what? He said, yeah, we come from Meranos, and I'm Jewish. I called him over. If he's Jewish, you know, Shabbos, he was mapping and things like that. Baruch Hashem never sold him chametz. But so he told me that his grandfather has a plaque on his seat in a shul in Providence, Rhode Island, with the family name. So just then, we had somebody learning in Providence, here upstairs in the shul. Someone's son was learning there. I asked him, which shul? He said, he doesn't know, but it's a shul by a bus stop. Big shul right by a bus stop. How many shuls are there in Providence? I called. They couldn't find any shuls by a bus stop. There aren't bus stops in Providence like in New York, you know. So whether it's true or not, I don't know. I called the previous place he worked. He worked in a shul previously, in a Sephardic shul here. And I called the Rav there and I said, dude, this Frank work for you? He said, yeah. He said, you know, he's telling people that he's Jewish. So I said, yeah, that's why we fired him. So imagine a shul discrimination, a shul firing a guy because he's Jewish. Very, very funny. So I don't know. I figured if he got fired because he's a Jew and he's telling people he's a Jew again, he's a Nishkan Yiddish cop.
Well, they didn't tell him they fired him because he's Jewish.
That I don't know.
Neighbors Newport, not Providence.
Okay, anyway, let's get to Yud. Sif Yud, a new simon, brand new limud, more complicated, much more complex. Sif Yud is the introduction, three rules, and the rest of the simon is by and large an explanation of each of the three rules. So here are three important rules. Mage oivik echavim leser bahana tzarech shloisha tanoim. Now, you have to bear in mind that we're learning here is not just Dine Yisr Anah. We're learning Magai V'Kechavim L'Asa Ba'Anah Tzar Shloisha Tanoim. Magai V'Kechavim T'Asa Ba'Anah needs three conditions. In other words, if you're missing one of these conditions, it's Mutta Ba'Anah. Remember that we say Nechayz Darga. And in these three cases, L'Didan, at least Makam Hefsid, it's going to be Mutta B'Shtiyah too. So each of these things that the Mechaber is talking about, real goyim, who are even Avodah Zarah, they don't ask a Bahanoa unless you have these three conditions. With Didan, it's going to come out, we're going to go through each of the three, but it's going to come out cases of Mutter B'shtiyah when a guy has contact with a Jew's wine. Let's see. Magad B'chom Lesser Bahanoa Tzor Shloisha Tanam Echad. Tonight, number one. She is Skavein Liga. He has to have Kavanah to touch. Lafuki Tinik Shenogad Alabar Kavanah. First of all, it excludes a guy, a child, who's not the age of Kavanah, whatever that might be.
V'chein,
lafuke nafal lebar v'olames. Now this is a case in the Gemara. A guy fell into a bar. A bar here is the wine, the pit at the bottom of the press. You have a wine press, and you have the place where the wine gathers. It's a hole in the ground that the wine gathers. And the guy fell in. Now, the Avodah Zarah Daf Samach, I think it says that. So the guy fell in. Now, what it's saying is, his falling in doesn't ask for the wine, even though he's touching the wine when he falls in. He's mishashik the wine when he falls in, but he's not mechaven to fall in. He didn't dive in. He fell in. So falling in doesn't answer him. Now, if he picks himself up and walks out alive, it's no good. It's good for him, but it's no good for the wine. The wine, and when he walks out, he's already mechavin to touch the wine on the way out. It can be mishashech. So it says, lafuki nafa labar v'olames. He fell into a bar. It doesn't mean he came out dead. It means he was pulled out dead. He was pulled out dead. So it means that he was never negea b'kavana. He was never negea b'kavana. And therefore, he does not asa the wine b'hana. That's example number one. And again, the Shulchan Aruch is going to go through all three cases. No, that's the gea d'tavarach. We'll get to that. We'll get to that. Here we're talking, even if he touches the wine, man, she fell in. Sheini. Sheyada shehu yayin. Sheyada shehu yayin. The guy has to know it's wine. If a guy handles wine, and he doesn't know it's wine, it's in a box, he doesn't know what's in the box, or it's in an unmarked bottle, he doesn't know what's in the bottle, and he doesn't know that it's wine, so his negiyah doesn't answer b'hanah. Because there's no kavanah to do nisuch, or shichshuch, because He doesn't know what he's doing. Number three, shlishi shaloye oisik bedavar acher. Oisik bedavar acher will have the example in the Gemara is the guy who's called to measure the wine. There's wine in a bar, and they take a dipstick and they stick it in. They pull it out and they see on the stick how much wine there is. So even though he knows he's touching wine and he's doing it bekavana, negiyai deydavar acher, he's touching it through the stick. So when he pulls it out and he measures the wine, that is loye yaseh b'davar acher. If he's Isaac in davar acher, he does not asa b'hano. So those are the three conditions. He has to touch it b'kavana, know it's wine, and shaloye yaseh b'davar acher. He shouldn't be busy doing something else. He's busy in his asakim, then it doesn't asa b'hano. What?
He almost drowned, and he came out. That's not Isaac
B'davar. On his way out, well, if he's about to drown, he's busy thinking about it. But if he just picks himself up and stands up, he's not worried about drowning. He walks out. Okay, I guess the measuring is till you come out, and there, when he walks out, he's just walking out.
So he's saying that if the guy could be a wine taster, that's Isaac
B'davar. I think it's he's being Isaac in the wine if he's a wine taster. I mean, he's also being Isaac in the wine. Maybe you're right. Well, wait, there's a Mechaber. The Mechaber comes back to this.
And if he measures by sticking in his arm and
feet. So it has such a case later. If he measures with his hand, we'll get to it in Yitzhak Hashem. We're going to get to Shulchan Aruch is going to go through each of these cases. And okay, we'll see. And see if you test, I think. So it'll be a little while. But we'll get to it. So these are the three conditions, and each of these three things we're going to come back to. We're not done yet. Sifyun Aleph also gives some klalim, and they're important klalim, and let's see. Ketzar hi anegiya. Now listen to this. what is the example of negiyah, of touching? All right, first there's a machlokes if it has to be with the hand. What happens if he touches it with his foot? Example of touching with his foot is he's pressing grapes. He's walking on the grapes and pressing the grapes in a way that would normally aser. So the Mechaber holds that he asers even beragloi. The Ramah says, Yeshemim minoga beragloi, eino yesabana, dein derach nisach bekach. The Ramah says that Negiah Baragloi does not aser Bahanoah. The Rebbe Kiva Eger here brings a machlaikis if Ragloi includes Sharei Varim. If Sharei Varim are like Ragloi, he brings a machlaikis to Rajba and the Rebbe Yeruchim, who is Beis Yosef. If it includes the Gia with other Eivarim. Now, with his mouth, we're going to see in a minute.
One second, what does Rabba mean? Shoes or without shoes?
Without shoes. Yeah. Touching it, mamish, yeah. I don't know if it's going to matter if he has shoes. We'll talk about it in Pesach Tshuva, but even with his barefoot. So the question is, does that aser? Is that a chshasha shechsha? So the Mechaber is Machmir. The Ramah is Mekel today. I don't know that it's so Negeah.
The Ramah says Derech Nisach. So is other Eivorim Derech Nisach or not? Does the guy use his elbow for Nisach? I mean,
well, okay. I hear. I would think that Raglai should be Lav Dafka. Should include everything.
If Raglai is not, then it's everything. If
Raglai is not, then it should be. Well, if it's Asering, there's a Loi Plog. He asks with anything. Right. That's easy. The question is on the Mekilim that are Mekel Baraglai, are they Mekel Bishar Eivorim or not? So he brings the Rebbe Kiva brings a machlokes.
Is the Ramah quoting the Sefer Shomrim in the name of the Beis Yosef that's against the Mechaber?
Lav Dafka. It could be in the Beis Yosef there's a Yeshayim. But the Mechaber could pass the Lechumra and the Ramah Lechumra. Oy bedavar acher shebiyadai. Now this is going to be a very important application. Bedavar acher shebiyadai. That means his finger, his skin is not touching the wine. He's touching the wine through something else. He's holding a bottle, not touching the wine. But there's wine in the bottle. So that's called Negia al Yedei Davar Acher. So the Mechaber says, V'yishashech. That's Osir only if you do Shechshuch. Okay, now what is Shechshuch exactly? So I'm not 100% sure. It means something to do with shaking the wine. We're not menasech today, so it's hard for me to know. But it sounds like shichshuch has to do with shaking the wine. Just putting your hand in wine is not shichshuch, we're going to see in a minute. A guy sticks his hands into the wine, that doesn't aser ba'ana. It's magoy v'kechavim, it's not shichshuch. To aser ba'ana, you need to do something similar to what they did for the Avodah Zarah. And what they did for the Avodah Zarah was to shake the bottle. Now exactly how much shaking, tazvav, brings have a seisif nistapek ibina shichshuch gadol. I feel a kolduhu. Doesn't mean rigorous shaking or any amount of shaking. Teres habayis or of kasa b'seiv mishmeres habayis daf kuflami gimel b'pshitas loymisin hefrish min shichshuch rav shichemuit hakrelos. So the amount of shaking of the wine seems to be even a small amount of shaking, but without shichshuch it doesn't ask. And the gia itself without a shichshuch of the wine does not aser b'hanah. This whole simon is iser hanah.
Even
b'yadai? Even b'yadai. And the Mechaber says, afilu b'piv. If you move the wine even with your mouth, like a guy drank from a glass. And now when you drink from a glass, what's left, part of it touched your lip and went back into the glass. So that is negia b'piv. Kagan sheshasam menu. Oy shamatas b'minekes b'chavius v'helo l'piv. Or if he drank with a straw out of a barrel of wine and some of it came up to his mouth, then all the wine is asabana. We're going to stop for a minute before the second half of the Mechaber. Of course, the first half is the important halacha. So again, what? Oh, so we're going to see that drinking wine is considered, with a straw is considered shichshuch. We'll see why in a few minutes. But so what do we have here? That chidushin to us, we thought a guy just asks everything, so we have a bunch of chidushin. We're talking about hanoah now. First of all, raglai is a machlaikis, the other eivarim, okay. Negia doesn't ask about hanoah. A guy touching wine, people say the guy touched. Touching wine doesn't ask about hanoah. And touching al yedei davar acher also requires shechshuch. As far as it says in Shulchan Aruch, there's no difference between the guy touching it himself or touching it al yidei dover acher. However, let's look at Shachyotes. Tash Shachyotes is bringing something we're going to have later. We'll get to it next week. But just to know the rules, b'davar acher shebiyadei dafka b'kavana. If a guy touches it through something else, it's only if he has kavana. Avo shaloi b'kavana yesh chilek. B'noga b'yadei l'noga b'davar acher. If he touches it with his hands, then he will asa b'shtia, even b'loi kavana. In Sefiot it said, that ta'asa hanu ayini kavana. B'loi kavana, it does asa. However, if a guy touches it through something else, shaloi bekavana, it's mutar b'shtia. Now, this shach, which is very bekitzer, which is easier to know the halacha, we're going to have arichos later. This is the makar for the kula in Sifchav Dalin, that if a guy pours wine out of a bottle, what's left in the bottle should be mutter. How mutter? Let's see. Let's figure out. What happens when a guy pours? It's negiyai davar acher. He didn't touch the wine. He touched the bottle. Now, what came out of the bottle we'll discuss. The actual nisoch, which you actually pour, is mochamer. But the stuff that remained in, that wasn't poured. The stuff that remained in the bottle is negiyai de davar acher. That's bekavana. Because he's mechavin to touch the wine to pour. However, we're going to say that bizman hazeh, our goyim, or not oved avodah zarah, then negiyah is like negiyah shaloi bekavana, because they have what we call shaloi bekavanas nisuch. We know the goyim today are not mechavim lenisuch, and therefore it's negiyah de davar acher shaloi bekavana. And what? Where's the shichshuch?
He's pouring
shichshuch. So I'm not sure. We'll have to see. It's very confusing to me what shichshuch is. There's a case later where the mechaber says something like the guy put it out and you watched him that he wasn't mishachshuch. So in Sifyut Ches. So we're going to have to get to exactly what shichshuch is. I'm talking even if the what? Spout of a barrel we'll get to also. I'm talking now even when he pours. Spout of a barrel, there's no shichshuch. In a bottle you're pouring, it's more shayach shichshuch, right? So we'll assume, even in the worst case scenario, that it would be a problem. So
you call him Isaac b'davar acher because he poured.
So b'davar acher, he's saying it's muta b'shtia, this shach. This shach is saying b'yadai oisa b'shtia. B'davar acher muta af b'shtia. When a guy is noigeya b'yayin al yidei davar acher shalai b'kavana, you have tarti l'tevusa. It's shalai b'kavana. And ayde davar acher, then it's mutter after l'bishtiyah. That's the chiddush that the shach brings, which is really in the chaber later. What?
Without saying the
question, right? That if it's shalai, real shalai b'kavan, it's without the chayis darga. It's mutter b'shtiyah. Yeah, the reason we need the chayis darga is because our goyim do with the kavan. They know it's wine and they're doing the kavana. The chayis darga, the fact that our goyim and our avayde zara, turns it into a shalai b'kavana, and that's why it's supposed to be shtia. What?
It's
a chibur, nitzuk chibur. So we're going to see if we pass the nitzuk chibur. We'll get to it. It's going to discuss the nitzuk, and but that's why need the mokem hefsim. Mokem hefsim, we don't pass the nitzuk chibur. We'll see if you need hefsim ruba, hefsim mu'it. We'll get to it. The pesach tshuva beis. We'll see in a minute. Talks about klaus. So let's. So here we learned some important rules. These rules are all sort of an introduction. We're going to go through applications of the rule. Sifyut Bey is the next five sifim are stories from the Gemara. The Bey, Gimel, Yidal, Tesof, Tezayin. They're all example stories from the Gemara that we bring the psak from each of the stories based on these rules. If the Jew is home when the guy does it, so we know the guy didn't open the bottle, so then it's definitely mutter. She moves it around, there's no shayla. The question is when a guy is not home. When the yid is not home. When there's no yid home, you don't know what the guy did. The question is, what chazal asered? Now you have to know that in the original din by the real Goyim, they asked wine that's beyichud with a guy. If it's alone home with a guy, there's no yetzev nichnas. In the original takana, when they were real like Avodah Zarah, they asked wine that's not sealed if it's beyichud with a guy. We're going to see that by our guy when I'm achmer. What? Yes, this helps. If they're told, then I'll touch it. If they're not, they're told, now I'll open it. If they're not told, then it's not going to help yet. We're going to see. No, it's in a closed bottle, shushuk, in a bottle, even if it's not sealed, just closed. It's ain't derech nisuch in a closed bottle, and we're going to say in a closed bottle, it's more. Does not come into play. As long as the bottle is closed, it doesn't come into play.
If we go back to, well, who's the guy? Who's the guy?
So we're going to get to all this a step at a time. Obviously, when I say we'll make it by our goyim, I mean by our goyim that are more than are not the avodah zarah. So Mechab is talking about goyim that are the avodah zarah, and that's why we have our nechais darga all the time. Now, so the Mechaber says that in these cases it's mutter. The Mechaber is saying that mutter bahanoa. However, the Mechaber said matras b'minekes b'chavis ve'lo l'piv kol ayayin aser. Now here we have a specific case which is a little complicated because we don't know exactly what the case is. So the rules basically we finish. If you're in the first day of Yud Aleph, we have the rules. And now Zil Gemar, we're going to learn the rest of the Sifim and apply them. The second half of Sif Yud makes a difference between two contraptions from which it was the derech to drink with a straw from wine. The first case is a regular case. You have a bottle and a straw and you're drinking wine from a straw. So the Mechaber said, an asas bahanoah. The Mechaber said that it's aser. Look in Shachov Gimel. This Shach is like a broken record. He keeps on saying this. We're going to have this five or six times. Shachov Gimel aser bahanoah. Haynu medina, aval ledidon, shari bahanoah, b'makim hefsid. He's going to keep on saying, when the Mechaber says aser bahanoah, he'll say, by our goyim, it's mutter bahanoah, b'makim hefsid. Because he's going to keep on doing that constantly throughout the simon. If you look at the top shach on the next page, he keeps on doing this, and again, in Sifka Lam, Sifkat Lamid. He keeps on saying, plugging this in. Every time the Mechaber says something, he says, for us, it's a step more cooler. The Mechaber says, Asabana, Lididon, it's Mutter Bahano, B'makim Hefsi. The Mechaber is going to say, it's Mutter Bahano, Asabishdia. He's going to say, Lididon. It's mutter even b'shtiya b'makim hefsid. There he says ain lafarsim madaver. I mean, lafarsim that guy's line could be mutter b'hanoah, but it's lamais. The question is, how much hefsid is a hefsid? So we can argue about how much hefsid is a hefsid on a bottle of wine. What? It depends to whom. And there's a pischei tshuva in Hilchis Treifus who talks about what's makim hefsid. A gigantic pischei tshuva brings from Kiv Eggers. Talks about what's a mokum hefsid. What? Half a bottle of wine, depends how expensive it is. For most of us, a half a bottle of wine is not a mokum hefsid. I think people who routinely spill out leftover wine, are, for them, it's certainly not a mokum hefsid. How much is a mokum hefsid? You have a $10 bottle of wine, I don't know if that's considered a mokum hefsid. It's already started, right? The guy poured part of it. I doubt that's called Mokim Hefsid. If you're stuck in a place, that's the only wine you have for Shabbos, for Yom Tov, and you know, so that would be Mokim Hefsid. So I guess it depends on the circumstances.
What's left in the bottle is not Mokim Hefsid to you?
That's not a Mokim Hefsid. Mokim Hefsid, a good example of Mokim Hefsid, is people who go to their in-laws, and the in-laws are more makel in these things, and they allow Goyim or these things, and you don't know what to do. So for you to be makel in such a case, if it's mutter makim hefsid, you don't start up with your, you don't make a much like yourself. Right? That's the case. Okay. Now listen to the second half of Sif Yud Aleph. It's quite complicated. Let's see. Makom makim. Now listen to this. Now we're going to have to make this fit. He just said if you drink from a straw, it asks the wine even bahana, the Mechaber says. A guy drinks from a straw. Now, what he swallowed, we were not worried about. It's gone. We're talking about he finishes drinking from the straw, what's left. Now we're saying he touched it with his mouth. All the wine is connected to the straw. Memela, he touched it with his mouth. So Memela, that's touching it. He touches it. The kavana asas bahana. Mekomak. Kali sheyesh lo chaitman. What's a chaitim?
Nose.
A keli that has noses. It means a keli that has, it seems to mean a keli that has many holes from which you can draw, suck out the wine. Kamai sheyesh lo kli sheyesh lo menali yadayim. Like they have, what does that mean? Kli sheyesh lo yadayim sounds like a bunch of spigots. V'yesh ba yayim. Yochel Yisrael linsais mechaitim zeh. A Jew could suck out wine from one. V'yvekechavim mechaitim zeh. Like by Makas Dam. You know, you have one guy, a guy drinking out with a straw from one end, a Jew from the other end. It's mutter. Ke'echad. It's mutter. Ovovad sheyifsei ha'Yisrael klaim sheyifsei ha'Yisrael. The Jew should stop before the guy stops. Presumably the guy stops, the wine touching his lips falls back in, and then it's kanaser. So the yid has to stop before the guy. But otherwise, it's mutter. Now 1 minute. A minute ago we said when the guy drinks with a straw, the whole everything is usher because he touched everything with his mouth. So why here don't we say the same thing? That everything should be usher because he touched everything with his mouth. That's a problem. Look in Taschess. So the question is why that matters. It seems to be the difference. The question is why. So right. You stop there. Your first part you said was good. He didn't say anything. You don't need to say anything, even if he's mechaven. Unless he tasches, a beis yosef kosev shenshuvas harajva, meleches kli ze nikra b'gemara kane shokis. It's some type of keli in the gemara. Lo yadati mahu. That's the lashon of Beis Yaakov. He says, I don't understand this, because why is this any different than drinking from a straw that we just mentioned? He says, I don't know what it means, and it's hard for me to be makel benitzuk with everything that's flowing, that's connected to it. It was in some manner that there was no chibur of the flow of the wine to his mouth. Exactly how that should be is very hard to understand. Then this drawing wouldn't draw it. Let's see. Varan kaza b'shem arrived liyashiv. The layam needs a chibur ella im yotza hakoyel derech oisei pesach. So here he's saying a difference, the Ran, that we only say it's connected if it's all going to go out through that Pesach, but not if it's going to go out through other ones as well. Also hard to understand. We drink with a straw, who says all the wine's going to go out through the straw? Maybe we finish drinking, someone will pour it out of the cup. I don't know. He says the following. Tas says this. Touching without shichshuch doesn't answer. So now it's very geschmack. Kozman shehu shoisa. While the guy is sucking, drawing up the wine into his mouth, a mishachshech. Mishachshech means moving back and forth. As long as he's sucking it, there's no movement back and forth. Elamay shechalav. Then, so it doesn't answer everything in the wine. It's negiyah without shichshuch. El kishapaisik v'nishman hayayim epivu mishachshech lamata. When does it become shichshuch? When he stops sucking out of the straw. And the wine goes in and it moves back and forth. There's no stira between drawing, drinking from a straw and drinking from a menekes. As long as he's drinking, he didn't stop. He doesn't ask about it. And ubahakli, now, so Tilier is good. Tilier is explaining that drinking from a straw becomes shichshuch to asabahana only when he stops. Till he stops, it's only negiyah below shichshuch. But that's not really good enough. That explains Issa Rana. What about Issa Maga? He's still touching all the wine. How could the Jew drink from the other straw? So he adds, and this is a little harder. You have to have a little imagination to figure this out. Ubahak kli bahayayim me'atzmai al techakonim loyayidei metzitza. So this is already a little hard to figure out. Now, it could be if a straw goes down in a cup or in a container, the water pressure, the air pressure, is going to cause the wine to come up to an even level with the straw. But to bring it up further, I'm not sure how that could possibly work. He says, we don't know exactly what the case is. Because I'm arriving this kasha b'zeh. So if you are hoping to be able to drink with a guy from the same kli, wine, he says, we don't really understand exactly what this is, and therefore don't drink with goyim from a single can.
From a loop straw, from a Mickey Mouse straw, right? Is there a difference?
No difference in Mickey. I don't see why a Mickey Mouse straw would be different than a regular straw.
It's not going back in. It doesn't go directly back in from Mickey Mouse.
It goes directly back in. What? But you have to start it by sucking. How do you do it?
It's like, you know, the celery and
it draws it up. So he has a straw.
Yeah, it's very, very narrow.
It's very narrow. Flowers do that. Flowers draw up water into the... That's how they open. The petals of a flower open. They're really dead. It's something I don't understand. The Paiskim, in Hilchos Shabbos, it says about taking flowers out of water. It says flowers are dead. You're allowed to take it out of water, except flowers that have petals that open, like a rose, or a tulip, those are also because they're still alive. We see they open. So today, the way we understand the way they open is just because it draws water up, water goes into the leaf becomes heavier, and that's why it opens. So I'm not sure how to deal with it in sense of halacha, and that's called the lie.
It's so hard to understand the Rashba held by spontaneous generation.
That explains it, thank you. At any rate, getting back, so the case of Menekes is a difficult one. The Ramah ends, if you touch the bubbles on the wine, it's like negebi ayin atzmai. Last week we had a case, somebody was teifeach agabi chavis. I think Dr. Maui asked me what it meant. I don't remember what it means. It says later, teifeach agabi chavis means when the wine has bubbles that came up and you want to knock the bubbles down, so they used to bang on the chavis. Anyway, touching the bubbles on top is the same as touching the wine. Now, next week we're going to get to cases. We learned in Sif Yud and Yud Aleph the important rules, all kulis, and all not well-known kulis. Hilchos Yayin Nesach has not learned much. And it says, Eilu Farsim, some of these kulis, so they're not well-known. But to go through again, the Mechaber, before the difference in our Goyim and their Goyim, the Mechaber says the din of the Gemara is, it's Muta B'Shtia, if. In Sif Yud we have three things. He's not Mechaven Liga, like he falls in, or he doesn't know it's wine. Give a guy a box or something to carry, he doesn't know what's in it. Or he's Isaac B'davar Acher, which is a cooler we're going to deal with. You can argue if a cleaning lady, when she moves things around the fridge, is Isaac B'davar Acher. She's not looking at the bottle, she's looking to wipe out the refrigerator. Those are three coolers.
That's the
Mutah Hanoah. That's all Mutah Heter Hanoah, which, like I said, the Didan, we're going to do the Chais Darga. It'll be more cooling. Sifyon Aleph, we also learned that Issa Hanoah is only with Shechshuch, not with touching the wine mamish. A fourth kula. And the biggest kula that we learned today is Shach Yutes. The Mechaber said touching with Dover Acher is the same as touching directly. The Shach said Dafka Bekavana. But touching Shaloi Bekavana, we'll have to define Shaloi Bekavana, that Aide Dover Acher is Mutafil Bishtiya. So those are five kulas. Now in Pischei Tshuva Chaf, he brings a plia Chassam Sefer. Fundachav Beis, Pischei Tshuva Beis. The only one Pischei Tshuva on this page. I'm very happy to mash kasa negiya lachur. I'm sure some cipher kuf yutches kasa. Negiyas oivik kechavim al yedei beis yad. Einoi oiser. A guy touches the wine wearing gloves. Einoi oiser. What does that mean? Einoi oiser. But what? He touches it with gloves. It doesn't answer. Ein zeini lo hadekaim alon lekicha yedei davar shma lekicha. Some cipher says the following. He says if you take a lulav with gloves, it says l'chatchila natu. It's covered. You shouldn't have anything on your hands, even rings. It says to take off. But if you take lulav and esu with gloves, it's good. So to some cipher, there's a difference between the word lekicha and the word negia. Lekicha, taking something, even if you have gloves on, you took it. Negia is only with your skin. Some cipher says if you take it with gloves, that's called negia aide davar acher. And well, negia aide davar acher in Shulchan Aruch says it's aser. The Shach said that the Arishalay Bekavana, it's Motafel Bishtiya. people define shalei b'kavana, which for our goyim shalei b'kavanas nisuch, means that it's mutter. So this Chassam Sofer seems to say that by our goyim, at least Makom Hefsid, you're allowed to have goyish waiters pouring the wine to people, even not yayim avoshal, because it's the gei de davar acher, the gei davar shalei b'kavanas nisuch is mutter. So there's a tshuva in the Grismaisha, in the second chelik of Yeridei, a tshuva, a nun aleph, who is matmiya on, he doesn't bring the Chassam Sofer, he's matmiya on the mekilim. He says gloves don't count. It's regular negia, even through gloves, it's not a heter. And the truth is, even the Chassam Sofer, the way you read it, I looked at the tshuva again this morning, he says, ein ayoyser, he doesn't explain. Again, davar acher does aser, it says in Shulchan Aruch. What does some sefer mean? He's answering a shaila. The Rav told him wearing gloves should be enough. He said, yeah, davar acher. So he's masking. But what he makel? You can, it's misleading. You can show one this some sefer. You have gloves, ain't a yaiser. Oh, Gayim can do anything with gloves. That's a pashit. Negia with gloves and negia davar acher. The Mechaber says, negia davar acher, asers even bahana. The Shach says, that shalai dafka bekavana, shalai bekavana yeshchiluk. So Chassam Sofer must be referring to the Shoyl's case, which is negia shalai bekavana through gloves, which is mutafilu b'shtia. And Chassam Sofer holds that it's a heter even with gloves, and that, as I said, it's a bit of a peladik achidish that gloves should be considered negia de davar acher. But again, it has to be, the Chassam Sofer has to be taken and plugged into the rule, which is the rule negia de davar acher, shalai bekavana is mutafilu b'shtia. And again, l'didan, our goyim, it's always shalai b'kavanas nisuch, and therefore it's a kula. Next week, we'll get to the cases. This year, the way the calendar works out, we can learn next Sunday is Sanh Gedalia, we can learn. Next Sunday is the first day of Slichas, we're learning. Next day is Sanh Gedalia, we can learn. Next day is the day after Yom Kippur, we're going to learn. And day after Yom Kippur, we start early, right? And then Chol Moed, we'll take one Sunday off, and then Yisroch HaKadosh. So we're only going to miss one Sunday.